Global VNet peering enables you to connect Azure virtual networks seamlessly with a private, low latency, high bandwidth connection. This is done using Microsoft's backbone infrastructure to avoid network bandwidth limitations that are common to most VPN gateways. Anavi Nahar is here to show us how easy it is to set up global VNet peering today on Azure Friday. Hey everyone, Donovan Brown here with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Anavi, and she's going to teach us about global VNet peering. Tell me, what is that?
Okay, in Azure today, to ensure you have private, isolated networks, you have VNets, or virtual networks.
Okay.
In order to connect virtual networks, there are multiple ways. You can do it through VPN gateways. You can do it through VNet peering. Up until recently, we only had VNet peering for within the same region. So let's say you're in California, right? So you could only connect VNets in California. But we expanded that and we said, hey, why stop there, right? We have this vast Microsoft infrastructure. Let our customers use it. And so what we released about a year ago now was global VNet peering, where you're able to connect virtual networks in different regions. So let's say if you have a VNet in, pick your favorite Azure region, because obviously we all have one. East US, for example, is mine. I can take a VNet in East US and connect it to West US, all literally with a click of a button.
Gotcha. And the reason that I want to do this is for just for performance, or is there other benefits to it?
Performance is definitely one, but the real world application of global VNet peering are, I think, data replications. Okay. You're a large organization, you have a lot of data, you want to transfer it to your second location so that it's easy to access, low latency. Also, database failover, a region fails, you want to fail over to another database or even another region as a whole. And just those are kind of the key scenarios that this would cater to.
All right, perfect. So you have some way to show me how cool this stuff
is? Yeah, exactly. So this is just the Azure portal. And here I got slightly creative with my resource group. So it's my Going Global resource group.
Okay.
I have two VNets here, East US, West US.
Okay.
Within them, I have two virtual machines.
Okay.
Now the VMs I'm using, I decided to use are the standard DV2 15s. And so if you see here on our documentation, we have the max expected network bandwidth at 25
Gbps. Okay.
Perfect. Good to know.
Yes.
Another data point I want you to know is California to Virginia. That's East US to West US, right? So that's about 2,700 miles, according to Bing.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to my East US VNet. I quickly want to show you how, of course, I've already peered it to West US,
okay,
which is why you see it's connected here.
Gotcha.
And my peer is the West US VNet.
Okay, and did you just do that by clicking the add button and
exactly.
Go to the wizard?
Okay. Exactly. So let me just show you how I did it. So all I did was add, put the name of the peering from east to west,
okay,
and then similarly from west to east. Now, actually, Donovan, we recently revamped this experience. So first of all, obviously, it's a bi-directional connection.
Sure.
So you have to connect from A to B and then B to A,
okay,
where A and B are your VNets, right? But what we found based on just data analysis and customers and creating peerings and learning through this data is that customers would just create one link and say, oh, it's done. So it's
right.
Be stuck in this initiated state.
Interesting.
And so what we did is, at least in the portal, we just made it easy to just, you know, one click and you're able to literally connect VNets.
Right, so if they
globally
have to be bi-directional, I shouldn't have to tell you. If I told you one direction, you should be able to figure out the other direction.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
So I clearly, as a human, don't do that and I'm messing stuff up. So we should
exactly.
Send a machine to do that. Perfect.
Exactly, and so
got
that's
it.
Exactly what we did.
Okay.
All right, so let's go to now my specific VM. So East US VM, I just want to show you, this is my private IP address, which is 10.1.0.4.
Okay.
And then on the West US VM, it's 10.2.0.4.
Okay.
Something to note is that your VNet address spaces have to be non-overlapping for us to be able to connect them.
Makes sense. Otherwise, you have IP collisions.
Exactly.
Sure. Okay.
Exactly. All right. Sweet. So let's actually go into these two VMs that I have here. I did a simple IP config, and you can see I have 10.1.0.1 here, or 10.1.0.4 here. That was the default gateway.
Yep.
So my IPv4 address is .4. And on this side over here, if I do an IP config, I see that it's 10.2.0.4.
Yeah, so 1.0.4 to 2.0.4.
Exactly.
Got it.
And then previously, I also just did a quick ping because what's a network demo without a ping, really. So just for that checkbox, I went ahead and did that. And as you can see, it's connecting to a private IP. There's no public IP involved, which is really important to our customers, because if you're doing the database replication scenario, you don't want any public IP endpoint even close to your data, right?
Sure.
And so it's private, completely private, on the Microsoft backbone, isolated. So what I have here is a simple receiver and a listener that I have set up, and I'll set it up, and basically we'll see how much data I can push through these DS15 V2s and really test out if I can actually push it to their maximum.
Okay.
All right. So here, I'm going to go ahead and do just a simple NTTCP. This is my receiver. I'm sending it to 10.1.0.4. That's my receiver address, same as the one we had here. And on my other VM over here, same thing. I have it set up so NTTCP knows that this is the sender, how much data it's sending, and then to what address, right? It was the 10.1.0.4. Perfect. All right. So let's have our receiver receive.
One more enter. There you go.
And then let's have our sender send.
One more. There we go.
Perfect. Now, while that's happening, obviously it's going to ramp up, but we'll be able to see really this picking up, right? So it starts off, it started around 10, picking up 11. And basically, we'll see this go up, 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 and up as sending more data and receiving as much data.
Gotcha.
So really, just to think of how you can just connect to east of US, California, or Virginia to California, and just keep pushing this data all with a simple click, private IPs, and you keep pushing. And look, I have it almost up to 19, 20 gigs, and then the last time I did this was 20, 25 gigs.
So yeah, so there's cool. There is a little variability in there, but the performance that you're going to be able to get is far greater than anything you would get without this type of feature enabled.
Exactly,
right?
And we just have it there at 28 even,
gotcha.
which is really crazy.
Yes, for being able to go from one side of the world or one side of the United States to the other is very impressive. And this is all GA, ready to rock and roll.
This is all GA. It's been GA for a while.
Okay.
When we GA'd it, we had a few constraints. Like, for example, there was no global VNet peering with gateway transit. So being able to use a central gateway to go on premises.
Okay.
Instead of having multiple gateways in the event that you have to go on premises, right?
Gotcha.
But since then, we've GA'd all of that functionality. So totally GA, you can use it all. All through the portal, PowerShell, CLI, pick your favorite.
Perfect. And the UI has now been improved such that there's a lot less clicks to get going, and you're not going to make that same mistake that a lot of us do. Do one half, not the other, and then you're wondering why it's not working.
Exactly. Just one single click. You can go global with one click.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. So we're learning all about global VNet peering here on Azure Friday.